Hey there, are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Join Adel Kozilski and Faggy Stern as they explore ways to reverse chronic illness and achieve vibrant health. Your health is your only wealth, and together we can be better. Hashtag healthy you, wealthy you.
It's a freezing good morning. A freezing good morning. I think that winter has eventually arrived in Johannesburg, certainly.
I think all my roses are gone. That, I went last night. That,
you should be using tulips right now, right? they like the cold weather. Yes, it's been a rough couple of days. Hope everybody has stayed warm and is boosting their immunity with lots of vitamin D, vitamin C, some zinc, because I think we're also weathering. I don't know if it's the swine flu, then another strain of COVID, but I think it has attacked the entire South Africa. So I hope you are all keeping well. Thank you for joining us this morning on the Healthy You, Wealthy You show. We are very, very excited today to be speaking to a gentleman by the name of Gary Tirolo. He is the founder of the Longevity Lab, and he's helped over 2,000 people heal and prevent chronic illness. He's the founder of Not Vanilla. Very interesting. We're going to ask him what that means. And that's helping doctors and health experts stand out from the crowd and create a scalable personal brand. He's a longevity specialist, a nutritionist. He's qualified in Ayurveda, and he is also interested in functional genomics, a wellness entrepreneur. Thank you so much for joining us all the way from?
From the UK. I'm in a little medieval English countryside town, village right now. I've just recently relocated to the UK from Dubai after many, many years. So that's another long story.
But maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, because you do have South African roots, right?
Yeah, of course. So I was born and bred and raised in Cape Town, actually in Somerset West. Capetonians don't like me saying Cape Town when they know I'm from Somerset West, as they call it, the farm. So I born and raised there. I left the country approximately 10 years ago, looking for greener pastures, as they say. I was addicted to travel, and then I met my wife, and we relocated out the country. Thank goodness we had a second passport.
I'm not sure you get such greener pastures in Dubai. What took you to Dubai?
So actually, funny, ironically, not greener pastures, but we went to Dubai. My wife has been in the surrounds of Dubai since 2007, so she's kind of seen Dubai develop, and she just suggested that. It's still to today the easiest place to relocate to, get residency, incorporate a business in. It is probably the city, I won't say country, the city that makes it very seamless and easy to scale a business. It's what the city is designed for. It's what it's been built for. It's what their income's from, right? And it's a melting pot of 91% expat, right? It's a real melting pot of every single nationality possible, and easy access to the rest of the world. So kind of got there, and then you kind of start getting used to the tax-free nature of Dubai. So I won't lie. But there is a massive outdoor community in Dubai that is not marketed about at all. Everyone sees the glitz and the glam and the gold, but the beaches are amazing. Not like Clifton beaches, but nevertheless, amazing. Mountains 45 minutes away. It was a fun period. But then again, I don't like speaking ill of Dubai, but because it's a high, fast-paced, high-tech country, there is a lot of EMFs from 5G. There's 5G everywhere. Convenience is a thing. So you get used to the very unnatural convenience, ordering something and it's there in 10 minutes. And I really believe the cause of disease is the convenience factor in our world, meaning we need to learn how to slow down again and really get in touch with nature.
We've discussed that so many times, how just everything's just fast paced and we're just running from one thing to the next all day.
The interesting thing is, when we arrived in the beautiful English countryside, I physically felt it in my body, like not being used to this pace, like literally even the energy of walking in nature. there's trees all around. It's almost like this heightened anxiety before your body starts dropping. And funny enough, we've seen it in our data. Claire, my wife, wears an Oura ring, and her results are insane in the last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about what you do. How did you get into what you're doing?
Yeah, so I'm qualified in Ayurveda, which is a 5,000-year-old modality. It's what traditional Chinese medicine was built on, and it was what Western medicine was built on top of that. Like I said, been around for 5,000 years. It works with the body's constitution. We all have different constitutions, which is amazing. It's the birthplace is India. Obviously, all works on the natural cycle of nature and how you interact with nature. Very similar. Most people know TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. Then I went further and got qualified in nutrition as a nutritionist, and then studied functional genomics as well, which I qualified in as well. Now, functional genomics is not old school genetics like most people think it is. It is the study of 99 genes that are, for lack of a better term, you're able to manipulate these genes epigenetically, meaning with your environment, your diet, your stress levels or your lack thereof. And very similar to Ayurveda, everyone has a similar genetic makeup, which I'm sure everyone does know, but they don't carry that on into, say, diet and exercise and lifestyle. We all are unique human beings, and we need to stop the one-size-fits-all culture that humans are. And the reason I studied all that is because, truly, 12 years ago, I completely wrecked my life in Johannesburg, where you're sitting. Right, landed up in rehab for drugs and alcohol, was in a very, very hyper-paced industry, and not knowing at that time, I was trying to find the highs in life, and that's my pattern. You can see that throughout school and everything. Not knowing that actually it's how my brain works. So at a genetic level, if you look at my serotonin and dopamine and how it's being synthesized in my head, it doesn't last long, the highs, and the lows are extra low. So in my case, I took that out on drugs and alcohol, wrecked my life. So grateful for that, because it literally made me stop everything. I walked out of a very high paying corporate job that I just taken over. Ironically, I got out of rehab and they asked me to take over the whole group of companies. And it was a hard decision, right? Because you're looking yourself in the mirror to say, I'm physically very successful in the real world, what people prioritize, but I know I've completely wrecked everything. My relationships, my romantic relationships, friendships, family, literally, I was an empty shell that was earning a lot of money. Like, it literally meant nothing for me. And I just stopped absolutely everything. And it was a bit of a divine timing. I walked into a cafe and that person turned to me and said, you look like someone that would benefit from studying, becoming a nutritionist. And I was like, okay, I'm listening. And that's when I got into it. I originally became plant-based, and then I started becoming really well known in the South African circles as a plant-based athlete, because I started then. I went all in, like I always do. So all in studying, and then all into Ironman, comrades, long distance running, and made the South African team for triathlon, went overseas. And then that's just where I started building my brand and understanding that a healthy person has many wishes, a sick person has only one.
I love that saying. I actually said it to somebody the other day. That, you know, when a healthy person has so much that they can decide on and go for, but a sick person has got one problem, and that's their health. And that's why we're here at the Healthy You, Wealthy You show. We are going to explore some of the modalities that Gary practices and changed his life. And I couldn't help but, while I was listening to your story, thinking that there are so many more people now waking up to that reality that, you know, life isn't just this hard-paced, crazy, mad. You know, we don't actually realize how stressed we are until we actually take ourselves out of the situation and we see differently. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can ask a question or you can make a comment to us and our And to Gary on SMS line 34519 or on our Telegram number 061-895-1019. Diskim Wellness Clinic for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage your health risks. Whether you're having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Diskim Wellness Clinics offers you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. It's fast, affordable, and with care. You can find your nearest Diskim Wellness Clinic inside. Diskim Pharmacies, better health starts here.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kazilski and Faggy Stern.
Hey, welcome back. And maybe where we should go now, Gary, is, you know, you basically had gone on a journey where, you know, environment played a very, very big part of who you are. And like right now, you know, just in terms of yourself, describing yourself and where you are, you look very peaceful. I'm pretty jealous. I think I want to come visit this little homestead where you're staying. Let's talk about the environment and what type of toxicity, and I'm putting toxicity in inverted commas because it is a pretty loose term, but it's there, right? What are all the different factors that can negatively affect our health?
Yeah, of course. I mean, toxicity comes in many shapes and forms, right? So it comes in the wrong people, hanging around the wrong people. Like if we have to take environment, we do need to start looking at the this beautiful, miraculous biology as the human body, right? Think about it. It's like this baby grows inside of a female, and then like it's a miracle on its own, right? And when we look at it like that, it's not just about diet and it's not just about exercise. If anything, I think the culture of only hyper focusing on like these two things is probably contributing to illness. So when I refer to toxins, I do refer to everything. I am going to focus more on fat soluble toxins, which are more environmental toxins, because they are relatively out of our control. Just because unless we are sitting in politics, we don't have much control of it. So what I mean by fat soluble toxins are, if we have a look at, and I'm going to give a story, and a lot of people might not know this, right? So if we talk about glyphosate, right, which is the main active ingredient in Roundup, which for people that will understand that those are American terms, but it's essentially herbicides, pesticides, it's all the chemicals that get put on your carrots and your broccoli and in your meat and all of that, if it's not organic. These are fat soluble toxins. And just to quickly give a background on that, fat soluble toxins are essentially toxins that store in fatty adipose tissue, right? And that tissue, that doesn't get detoxed out of the system by the detox mechanisms most people understand, right? Like sauna, fasting, and then you excrete it through urine. This actually needs to break down at a cellular and mitochondrial level. And I can get into that later. But why it's so important is because, one, it is more difficult to detox out the system. And two, fat-soluble toxins are the following groups. We're talking about micro and nanoplastics. It's everywhere. It's in the clothes that you're wearing. It's going through your skin. It's in your carpets that you've carpeted your home with. It's in the Balenciaga and Gucci clothing even that is full plastic now. It's you struggle to get natural fiber fabric that's also trendy, so you don't have to look like a hippie too. This is like a difficult thing right now. You've got obviously glyphosates, which I'm going to drill into now, which is pesticides, herbicides. You've got heavy metals. Heavy metals are everywhere, right? So if you fly on an airplane, you're screwed. If there's airplanes flying above you, those chemtrails you see in the air, like when you see clouds that have like lined texture, that's not a real cloud, chaps. That's probably cloud seeding, and it's done in most countries, right? You've also got mycotoxins, which is the group of toxins that are referred to as mold. Most people know it as mold. Mold is a mycotoxin within a group of 22. And so all of these, where do they store? So they love storing in fatty tissue. So think of your reproductive organs as females, right? Think of the brain. The brain is the biggest problem, and I'll get into that. Adipose tissue, liver, kidney. This is where these toxins store, and you have no idea. And it might not affect you for 40, 50 years until you get reproductive cancer, right? This is why there's such a rise in that. If we start talking about autism that's in the brain, right? This is why we're seeing a massive increase in autism in kids. You know, brain tumors. My wife's just gone through this, right? Very frustrating. We're the healthiest people that we know in our life, and she still gets diagnosed with a brain tumor that luckily has been removed. And this is why I say it's so dangerous, because it is relatively out of our control. We go to the shopping center and there is chemicals there that are fake estrogens through perfumes being sprayed and making the shopping center smell nice. Or, you know, we're sitting in rooms and I'm looking around me and we're in a rental at the moment, an Airbnb, and it's, you know, I could see this plastics everywhere and I know it's in the air. So let's just look at the data. Glyphosates, Roundup, pesticides, herbicides, were launched in 1974, right? In 1974, 1975, that season, we had autism rates. 1 in 10,000 children had autism, right? Every single year, this started increasing, right? We are now at a level of 1 in 26 in the world. Wow. 1 in 26 children have got autism. Now, this is correlation. I'll have scientists saying to me, you know, like there's been no studies done on this, but you know, if it quacks, and you know, so when we look at this from 1975, this is when all forms of chronic illness started increasing. Like I'm talking about autoimmune, 7% increase every single year. We're looking at over 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's dementia deaths since the early 90s. This is giving you a time period of about 14, 15 years of these fat soluble toxins storing in the brain. We're dealing with an unprecedented amount of chronic illness. And the issue is, we're not looking at root cause at all at a macro level. So I'm talking if you know me, I love calling out the pharmaceutical industry and the medical industry, because we're looking at the symptoms and we're not looking at the system. The system is where the root cause is. And when I talk system, I talk, not everyone's affected by these fat soluble toxins. Why are only some people affected? Then this is where we dive in. We can look at very specific genes within the body that are responsible for detoxification or for antioxidation, which antioxidation is obviously, it's going to help you. These genes are going to help you age a lot slower. And then the detoxification genes are going to help you clear out of the system. And you've got a couple in your guts, in the cardiovascular system, etc. Some people have a really, really terrible makeup of these. So then they've got this terrible makeup because they didn't need it 200 years ago in the wild when there were no such thing as toxins, right? They didn't have to develop them. They have a terrible makeup there. And then they live in the soup of toxins. So when you live in a city, it is worse. When you live in Dubai and you're sensitive to EMFs, it is worse for you if you're sensitive. If you're resilient, then it's not. We've had a couple that's come to us. They've had three children. The wife was sick as a dog for 10 years. No one could find out what it was. No one could understand what it was. She went to every single top specialist around the world. Her husband was perfect. They shared a bed. Unbeknownst to them, they had black mold inside their mattress, right? He never got sick. The kids never got sick. She got sick. Everyone thought she was nuts. She was crazy, that she was dramatic, like she was just complaining about something that didn't exist. It was very real for her. Even her husband started pulling away and was very frustrated with the whole situation. It was 10 years.
Is it difficult to get rid of the mold toxicity in someone's body?
It is very difficult. It's difficult to get rid of it in the body and in the home.
What are the ways that you can get rid of mold in someone's body? Besides for like chelation, I mean, there must be a bunch of ways.
So fat soluble toxins, how to detox it. So you're not going to detox it through sweat or urine, right? So the way you want to do it is you want to actually find mechanisms of binding those toxins and pulling them out the body. So chelation is a very important part, but really you want to open up your methylation pathways. So methylation.
What percentage of people have the MTHFR gene, and like, why are some people more susceptible? Like, why? Like, can you just explain a little bit about the detoxification while you're explaining this? Just to explain what the MTHFR gene has, like, how it has an effect on our bodies.
So the MTHFR gene is, if anyone recognizes that name, is the gene responsible for, basically tells you that, I like speaking very simply, the experts in our field speak way too in depth and using scientific jargon. So I'm gonna try and explain it in layman terms. So the MTHFR gene is basically, if you test and have this gene, your methylation pathways are going to be highly suboptimal. And what is methylation? Methylation is essentially the process of detoxing, being able to detox your system. And here's where it gets tricky. So if you have the MTHFR gene, it's the first key that you don't methylate well, right? So which means when you take B vitamins, which are responsible for the detoxification and the methylation process in your body, if you're taking unmethylated B vitamins, they're not going to be optimal in your system and they're not going to work. It's a waste of money.
Can we be specific with that? Can we just say that it's actually folic acid?
Yeah. So you get, you got folic acid, you got B12, you got B6, you got B3, et cetera, and you get methylated versions of these. So let's just say everyone takes B12. Okay. So everyone takes B12, turn around the bottle. If you've got the MTHFR gene, then what you want to see there is methylcobalamin, you know, like these words that we don't know how to pronounce. So like you want a methylated version. And the way you know if it's methylated, it will say methyl before it. So this is really important. You get methylated folate as well. So if we look at folic acids, you know, it's essentially a monocrop. it's being synthesized. It's a synthetic version that our bodies have no idea how to handle. Gary Brecker speaks a lot on this. And the reason for this is, it's my comments that I started off with. Our biology is an exact mirror to the planet. The monocropping destroys what? It's destroying our soil. But why is it destroying the soil? It's because it's literally disrupting and destroying the biodiversity within the soil, right? We are exact mirrors of this. So now we bring in these chemicals into our body and it disrupts the biodiversity of our guts, right? Without the biodiversity within our guts, we have no system. We become monocropped humans as well. And when you have monocropping, what happens? There's disease in the soil, the animal life dies, the micronutrients in the soil dies, the ability to synthesize those nutrients die, right? Same thing's happening in our body. So we ask ourselves why there's sickness and all that. We're taking in these chemicals, which are fat-soluble toxins. It's disrupting our biodiversity. And one, we can't get it off the system because we don't methylate well. I believe it's close on 50% of people don't methylate well. So like we're dealing with a massive population, right? 4 billion people don't know that their bodies are not doing a job that they've been told that you're supposed to naturally do. Or if you sit in the sauna, you're good. Or if you drink water, you're good, right? So we're at the stage where we're like exaggerating the effects that's happening by taking in chemicals that our body then also doesn't know how to get rid of. And we're sitting it and it's destroying our diversity within the guts, which what happens then? We aren't able to break down nutrients into the usable form that we need. You know, people talk protein, but we don't need protein. We need amino acids, right? We're essential fatty acids. So without the ability to break this down, now all of a sudden, what happens, you know, what happens when a baby's born and you juice jelly tots? Like, think about this. There's no nutrients in that, right? So I'm trying to paint the picture. So you juice jelly tots and you give your newborn baby that for the first year. Like, what do you think is going to happen to the baby? Like, we wouldn't do that in no shape or form would we ever do that with a newborn kid. Even if we are unhealthy, we have this built-in safety mechanism as mothers, as fathers, would never do it, right? So it's the same concept. If we eating a broccoli that is non-organic and we're putting it into our system, one, we're getting no nutrients from it. It's empty. It's like empty nutrients, empty foods. Putting it in our system, we're taking in a toxic load as well. It's decreasing our ability to synthesize the nutrients that we actually need in order to power our cells and our mitochondria. these toxins, these same toxins we speak about, if we're not methylating and detoxing out of our body, what is it doing? It downregulates pretty much every single gene in the body, right? It downregulates the ability to synthesize vitamin D, right? It downregulates our antioxidant gene. So that's a gene called SOD2. It downregulates the GSTM1 gene, which is the gene that protects your gut. So we talk about leaky guts. Like, if that gene is not optimal and we're not treating it right, we're going to start perforating our gut lining, and then it starts leaking into the system. And then it becomes this domino effect, because I can keep taking this all the way down to, oh, wow, I'm 62 and I got cancer overnight. No, you didn't get cancer overnight. This has been boiling under the surface unknowingly to you for 40 years. And now we're at a stage where they want to give you chemo, another chemical that's going to disrupt your biodiversity, in order to try and cure the symptom. And no one is talking about why they've landed up there. And it's because their system was suboptimal according to the environment that they are placed in. Does that make sense?
Can we discuss like the simplicity of detoxing? So in other words, if it's just like a regular person that is quote unquote healthy, that on a day-to-day basis would need to obviously detoxify. So obviously there's one way of doing it by not taking in as many toxins as we should be taking in.
Or we should be taking.
Yeah. Like, yeah. In other words, those vegetables that we're eating, really, we should be having organic. The meat that we're eating really should be organic. The synthetic chemicals in our homes, really, we should not have them. Like, obviously that type of stuff. But then on a day-to-day basis, how do us, quote unquote, healthy people detoxify? And then on the other extreme, you have someone that's really not healthy. So someone that's like you, well, like what you do is deal with people that have chronic diseases. So whether it's a chronic autoimmune disease, a cancer, an Alzheimer's, a dementia, major anxiety and depression, like obviously that would be to the other extreme what you would do.
Yeah. So let's focus on the how, because I think a lot of people want to know how. And it's the information's not in there. So one, I would say this, I have to give a warning. If you feel that you are very sick and you are very toxic in any shape or form, or you are struggling with a chronic illness, I highly do suggest you do this with someone. I believe the functional health world of detoxification and supplementation is done too freely. If anything, I believe supplementation should be as regulated as medication, as pharmaceuticals, really. It can be as powerful, if not more. And detoxification can be very serious. Like, and what I mean by this is you can detox too quickly, and you create this essential backlash where you detox too quickly and your body can't get rid of it. And then it double backs into the body. And then you actually get double the toxin load. So just as that is a warning, and I warn that because I've seen way too many healthy people trying to change their whole life into this like green juice detox world, just like do absolutely everything every single day and land up very sick. There is a pace, an optimal pace to go at. So work with someone if you are listening to this. So basically, what do you want to do? You want to mobilize lipids, right? You want to mobilize, what does this mean? You want to mobilize the fats, the toxins within the fats. So you need to, you're not just going to essentially pee it out. What you want to do, my favorite way of doing this is a fast. So I know we all speak about fasting really well. Okay, so why is fasting great? So fasting, if you fast for 3 days and more, I'm talking just a water fast, that activates stem cells. Now, I don't suggest doing that on your own. Do anything 2 days and more, do with someone. But a really safe way of doing it is 16-8 intermittent fast, right? Or a 24-hour, like maybe once a week fast. What this does, it rests your gut. So your gut is not getting like bombed by a whole bunch of toxins, right? And then after about 16 hours, what happens? It triggers a thing called lipolysis, right? And what does this mean? It releases fat-soluble toxins from the adipose tissue in like out of your system, right? And what this is going to... Go ahead.
Okay, just finish your sentence. We're just going to go for a bit of a break. And what that does, just finish up. Yes,
this helps you get rid of the actual toxins within that paired. And this is probably the easiest way to do it.
Okay, so we've got one of the first working tools is to go do at least a 16-hour fast, which is not so difficult. Us Jewish people know how to do 26-hour fast, so it can't be so bad. But we'll continue this discussion. If you want to join or ask a question, 34519 is our SMS line, 061-895-1019 is our Telegram number. Attention small business owners, you can boost your brand with an unbeatable advertising deal on 101.9 Chai FM. You can get 5 ads per day for 5 days for just 5,000 Rand. This stimulus campaign is perfect for businesses looking to make a splash. So don't miss out on this exclusive opportunity to reach your audience and grow your business. If you're interested, email info@chaifm.co.za or text 061-895-1019 today.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kozulski and Fagie Stern.
Okay, the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra's winter symphony season is sure to warm the hearts of music lovers during this chilly winter months. Concerts take place at the Linda Auditorium on Thursday evenings from the 5th to the 26th of June. Season ticket bookings via info@jpo.co.za. Tickets for single concerts are available from Quicket. We're talking to Gary. We're talking detoxing. Okay, we're fasting 16 hours. That then triggers off the ability for those fat cells to be released into our system and then removed, right?
Yeah, so if we had to explain it like this, you kind of then want to wash it away, right? So the lipolysis like kind of puts these fat soluble toxins in the air, and then you want to utilize things like movement, sauna, sweating. You don't really need a sauna, like as long as you like sweating just like gently, you know, like, you know, that moment as you just start breaking sweat, you don't have to be like dripping, like some people wear those bags and that. You don't really need that. Movement continuously throughout the day is super, super important. The reason for that is after 45 minutes, and I'm saying this to us three, because after 45 minutes of sitting, essentially your drainage system of your body starts shutting down. Why? Because your body is biologically preparing for rest, preparing for sleep and all of that. So this is why movement throughout the day is really important. This is why you've seen, it mobilizes the body to wash it out. And then the sweating that you may not even realize you're sweating, but you sweat throughout the day, right? You actually sweat more in winter. I know it's getting winter and without knowing it. So this is pushing it out. So you essentially want that cascading effect to push out the fat soluble toxins as well. Now, step one actually of this entire process is we do need to look at the micronutrients. Because we can't just always just blame toxins. Our bodies are way more miraculous than just saying we can't deal with toxins. I mean, I do believe we can. I think some people are just more suboptimal than others. And this is where we look at the micronutrients. And this is where we've got a massive gap. And we've seen, it's amazing. Dr. Zach Bush is really, really putting it into the world, the knowledge of our disconnection from nature. More our disconnection from the soil is what's causing a lot of disruption and dysbiosis within the guts, dysbiosis within the brain. So what do I mean by this? If you look at organic food, that organic food can still be a monocrop, right? Which means monocropping, I'm not a farmer. I'm going to be farming my own produce soon, but I won't be able to use the correct terminology, but monocropping essentially kills the biodiversity of the soil. The biodiversity of the soil is what provides the nutrients into the plants that we eat, or the grazing animals that go through the crops, right? Now, the old school farming was regenerative, right? It was permaculture. It was like the circle of life. They had like the chickens pooping on the floor and the cows coming and like the bison kind of milling the ground and the bees, and it had everything, right? It wasn't just organic. It had this whole circle of life there. And why this is super important is if you look at the studies of soil on regenerative organic produce, you're looking at approximately about 20,000 1,000 different microbes in the soil on average, right? Versus a super high-end, high-grade probiotic you buy, 500. So when you look at, we're buying a supplement that's supposed to be doing that, right? So there's nothing against probiotics. I think we all should be on them. But I'm just trying to paint the picture of how powerful regenerative soil is. And it's such a tricky thing to get our hands on clean soil. And I think it's probably humans' greatest responsibility in our lifetime. Because once the soil is dead, human life is dead.
Yeah, but let's be, but in terms of practicality, right? Unless we are going to be somewhere fortunate enough, like you, like on a homestead to start like growing your own vegetables. I'm living in a city.
You can get it.
All of these things.
You can get it. Like places like Jackson's, it's not convenient. So I will be loud and proud about this. For everyone listening, there's no shortcuts to health. It is inconvenient, right? So convenience, unfortunately, in the modern day sense, does breed disease, meaning, and that's your choice. I don't think everyone should be living on a homestead, but go support the local farm that probably does a food drop once a week in your neighborhood, or Jackson's in Johannesburg.
They are online. It's actually easier than we think it is. There are online places that do deliver. Mm.
Yeah, I'm the biggest supporter. I love supporting them for my health, but I also love supporting the community because I think we're all connected. If I can support my neighbor's child, okay, like right now, so I don't have chickens, right? But two houses down where I'm at, there's a little eight-year-old kid that's selling their eggs that their chicken laid in their backyard, probably for a little bit more than the store that I can go buy the organic eggs, but I'm going to support them rather because it's like the circle of life. And I know I'm getting... There's many people that are able to share stores, websites. I think it's a lot easier than people think. It's just a break of pattern that people are used to.
Exactly.
Of like going to Woolworths every single day, right? Woolworths is terrible. They're great at marketing. I think you can get an organic banana there. That's it, right?
A few other organic things.
I'm not sure if it's your post or someone else's post on Instagram where they show how it's like impossible to get a certification for organic, but all the glyphosate can get sold on the shelves so easily.
So this is the sad reality, right? I'm not the biggest advocate. I don't go look for an organic label because I also know it's a financial thing, right? So there's a certifying body that gets that the small real regenerative farmers actually can't afford to pay this, right? And organic doesn't mean that it's regenerative and it's not monocropped. Like it doesn't mean that either. It's you got to pick your poison sometimes, though. You know, so like depending where you're at. So like, do I eat non-organic? Of course I do. I land up in situations where it's impossible. Otherwise, I'll have to fast for 3 days, right? But if we play the game of 90-10, I don't like 80-20. I think 90-10 is better. Our bodies are strong enough to combat a lot. And if we can do that, then we're good, right? But it does take planning. If you don't plan, you're going to, if you, what's that saying? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right?
Right. We're chatting to Gary. We're going to have a couple of minutes left. If you have any questions, 34519 is our SMS line. 061-895-1019 is our Telegram number. This is the Healthy You Wealthy Show.
This is the Healthy You Wealthy You Show with Adel Kosilski and Faggy Stern.
You know, Gary, we've just actually touched the tip of the iceberg and time has really, really flown. We only have a couple of minutes left to our show. So let's just give some actionable things to our listeners. One, you're saying fast, not maybe every single day, maybe three times a week, go on a 16-8 fast, meaning fast for 16 hours and eat for 8 hours. And for those that don't understand intermittent fasting, you can drink water. Just don't drink anything that's going to spike your sugar levels, right? So it's not a dry fast, correct?
Correct. I actually don't like dry fasting as much. So, but what I will say, like that is the most natural way of fasting. I don't think that's fasting. I think that's being in sync with our circadian rhythm, right? So my wife and I will stop eating kind of sunsets. Well, not in the UK, not summer, sun setting at like 10:30. But if think about it, if you eat dinner between 5 and 5:30 and then you eat breakfast the next morning at like 8:39, you're getting that 16-hour gap without even knowing because you're sleeping most of the time. for most people are not sleeping enough. So like if we want to get actionables, you want to regenerate your brain. If your brain's getting damaged by fat soluble toxins, which it is because it exists in the environment, sleep is the number one. I would say for all cause of chronic illness, you need to figure out sleep, right? Sleep is number one. Then the 16-8 is great. If you want to start repopulating your guts, because your gut is going to help you, essentially there's microbial enzymes in your gut that are responsible for detoxing and breaking down these fat soluble toxins. How do you do this? The easiest way to do it is with fermented foods, right? You can get like super high strength probiotics, but you can get the same benefits from fermented foods. It's cheaper. You can make it at home. My wife is a chef, so she's got a couple of recipes on making that as well. It's really easy to ferment your own foods. And obviously, please ferment organic regenerative like foods and cabbage. It's, you know, it's like you fermenting cabbage is the cheapest produce out there, right? And yeah, and then obviously the 16-8, I would personally advocate 16-8 every single day, and then maybe do a 24-hour fast at least every 2 weeks, which I believe is easy enough. If you really want to, if you're at a situation where you have to go faster and quicker and deeper because your disease has progressed so much, I would recommend either reaching out to myself or reaching out to an expert that can help you detoxify whatever you're struggling with, whether it's mold toxicity or whatever. And then I sound so simple. It sounds so simple, and I'm always so hesitant to use these words, but health is very simple. We weren't meant as humans to work on our health. We're meant just to live normally, live in sync with nature, and we are healthy, right? It's become a whole industry now. Good for me, but like I actually ironically would prefer not to be like that. I would prefer people really to say, okay, cool. The only things I need to do in life is sleep 7 to 8 hours, have a community, right? Move all day and not be on our devices. I know it's tricky, but there are ways of doing it. Drink really high-grade water, high-grade meaning as natural as possible. So spring water, clean spring water. If you can't get clean spring water, then make sure you filter your water, right? There's lots of toxins in water. So reverse osmosis or distillation, right? And then clean food, which normally means not adding more food. It actually means no more processed foods whatsoever. And processed foods is what I don't just refer to like McDonald's and KFC as processed foods. I refer to non-organic food as processed food. Right. Yeah.
There you got it. Can you just quickly tell our listeners how can they get hold of you if they want to?
They can. I'm on all social media channels, Gary with one R. So G-A-R-Y, Gary_Terroller, T-E-R-O-L-L-E-R. You can reach out to me on those, and one of my team members will help out. And I am where I'm at today because I've got a very, very strong team behind me that specializes and goes into the micro niches of different diseases and illnesses. So if we're talking cancer, we've got a functional doctor that specializes there. We've got a female hormone specialist. We've got a nutritionist, a genetic nutritionist.
I'm going to have to stop the
after the show.
We definitely can, or we can have another show. Unfortunately, our time is up and we do need to wrap up. Thank you so much for your time and your expertise, your knowledge, and just again bringing awareness to everybody that your health is your only wealth. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back this time next week. This is 101.9 High FM.